Praise be Jesus and Mary. So today we celebrate this feast of the seven sorrows of Our Lady. Holy Mother Church sets aside the Friday after the Passion, or the Friday before Holy Week, the Friday before Good Friday, to remember Our Lady's sorrows and her role in the redemption, her role in the Passion of her Son, the compassion of Our Lady, her participation with her Son in the redemption of the world. And when we call to mind that sword of sorrow that pierced Our Lady's heart, according to the prophecy of Saint Simeon, we should be moved with love towards Our Lady and desire to console her Immaculate Heart, as she asked at Fatima. Remember, she showed her heart surrounded by thorns because of all the blasphemies of men and how they were striving especially to teach children, okay, not to love their Heavenly Mother. And now, as the part of the Mass, we sang the sequence before the Gospel. And if you look at the words of the Stabat Mater, towards the end, it's all about asking Our Lady to grant us to share in her sorrows and her Son's sorrows. And this is one of the times when we need to be careful what we pray for. Okay? Careful what we pray for and to mean what we say. Okay? We can see how love, of course, would urge us towards that. To desire to console the heart of Jesus in his Passion, right from the Garden of Olives and the sweat of blood all the way up until Calvary, to assist him, to be alongside him on the way of the cross. Love urges us to do that and to unite our sufferings with his. The same thing with regard to our sorrowful mother. We seek to console her by offering up our own sorrows, to give her joy by practicing virtues and being her children and conducting ourselves in this world as her devoted children. Well, again, when we say these things and make these offerings, Our Lady takes them seriously. And so when sufferings and trials do come our way, what is our outlook? When we leave the church and we leave the time of prayer and meditation, I mean, perhaps we may even pray Our Lady's seven sorrows and all these things, but when we go back to the world and deal with our families and are in the workplace, are we really just conducting ourselves like any other person in the workplace? Are we forgetting about that prayer that we offered to Our Lady? Or are we seeing everything as coming from her immaculate and merciful hand? Okay, again, Our Lady takes our prayers seriously, and so we should pray them seriously with attention and the willingness to really carry out what we say and offer to Our Lady. And so it's always good to have a picture of Our Lady, of her seven sorrows, of her heart pierced by a sword. So when difficulties do come our way, we can turn to that image of Our Lady and offer our sorrows to her with the desire to console her sorrowful and immaculate heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tui.